ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
There's growing unrest on Labor's backbench over the federal government's newly unveiled gas strategy. The plan would see new gas fields open to boost exports to Asia, with gas making up a larger share of our own energy mix while we transition to renewable energy. But a number of MPs have said they're frustrated with the plan and they feel blindsided by yesterday's announcement. Josh Burns is a Labor MP who has already voiced his frustration and he joins us on Breakfast. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Patricia.
So when you heard about it, what was your reaction?
Look, I didn't get into politics to be a support mechanism for the fossil fuel industry. When I got into Parliament, I was one of the youngest MPs in the House of Representatives. I'm still relatively young, and I feel a sense of responsibility that I stand up for not only my generation and the generations after me and my daughter, that we do everything we can to try and transition our economy from high emissions fossil fuels to low emissions technology. And that needs to happen as soon as possible. Now, obviously, you know, we're the Labor Party. We have to bring people with us. We have to ensure that people have jobs and that they're supported in all of this. And I'm under no illusion that we have a responsibility to make sure that Australians have electricity, that they have power, that they have affordable power. But also, what are the levers the government has and how do we use them to ensure that the transition to low emissions future is happening as quickly as possible? And that is my focus, and that is what I believe the Labor Party needs to focus on as well.
And has there been some coordination in you all voicing your concerns?
Well, look, we speak to each other, obviously. You know, we're colleagues, and
because there's quite a few of you. I mean, this is the biggest revolt I've seen since covering your government.
Well, I would say a couple of points. One is that there are a lot of my colleagues who care deeply about this issue, and feel just as I do that, you know, my responsibility is to be a strong voice for McNamara in government, and I take that responsibility extremely seriously. I think everyone in government knows that both myself and my electorate wants stronger action on climate change, and that's something that I'm not going to be shy about prosecuting, including publicly if I need to. So we talk to each other, and I think the most important conversations are often done behind closed doors. But it's important to tell people that actually this policy direction that we want to see is one where we're transitioning our economy
So what's actually wrong with the plan that the government has announced? What are the problems in it?
Well, I think the open-endedness is the biggest issue. The timing of, you know, how long we want fossil fuels to be around is doesn't have an end date. And I think that what we actually need to do is think about, well, let's reverse it. What is the timeline that we need and that we're going to set ourselves in order to be able to transition the economy and transition key industries from what is currently now high emissions technology to low emissions technology? Now, there are examples like green hydrogen where that is still in production, in development, and we're not there yet. So that's, you know, we have to live in the real world. I'm not under any illusion that, you know, at the moment in Victoria, we still have over half our electricity from coal-fired generation, but we need that electricity to power our hospitals. So this is not something that we can flick a switch in. We can't power our cities with ideology. We need to be real. But I think that the biggest focus should be how quickly can we transition and be part of the international efforts for ourselves, for the Pacific Islands, for all of our friends and future generations to transition our economy from the current high emissions fossil fuels to the low emissions future.
Josh Burns, have you spoken to the Prime Minister about this?
I haven't in the last 24 hours, but I've obviously been liaising with a lot of my colleagues.
Has he reached out to you and your colleagues about bringing you together? I mean, they're on the cusp of delivering their budget and there's a backbench revolt on a key issue.
Well, I know that the Prime Minister has been speaking to colleagues, and he can speak for himself. I don't know exactly who he's spoken to, but you know, we do talk about this. We do talk about issues in government, and we, you know, I think that's what people expect when I'm not here to be a rubber stamp. I'm here to stand up for my electorate. And that's something that's I'll continue to do, and I know that my colleagues will continue to do for their electorates.
And at the last election, the Greens won nearly 30% of the primary vote in your seat. Does this help your competition, this government policy?
Patricia, there's always politics in everything, but I'm motivated by, you know, you have to give your life up to be a member of parliament, and obviously there is politics that dictate how long you're in that place, but to do the grind and to work in government and to stand up for your community, you can't do it just purely because of an election every 3 years. You have to do it because you believe in it, and you have to do it because you want to represent the people in your own electorate, and that's the motivation that I've got. I also have a young family and a young daughter, and I want her to know that in my time in politics, I did everything I could to try and set up Australia and be a part of the generation that takes climate change and the climate emergency extremely seriously.
And so given all of that and what you describe there, do you expect the government to reverse its decision? Do you want them to?
Look, we'll continue to have conversations about the policy direction. I know that there is a lot of really important policy that's coming up in the budget and in future weeks and months. And Chris Bowen has done an incredible job thus far, where he's helped, and he and Tanya Plibersek have helped really fast-track renewable energies into our electricity grid and across our economy. The number of renewable energy projects has skyrocketed, as well as the amount of renewable energy in our electricity grid. Okay. Has gone up by about 25%. So there is good work that's happening. It's incredible work that's happening.
Josh,
the question is what's next?
We've got a couple of minutes left, but the UN General Assembly will vote later today on whether to grant Palestine full member status. How should Australia vote?
Well, my understanding from even conversations this morning is that we haven't yet seen the final text, so that will depend on what the resolution is. I'd make the following points: that the Foreign Minister in her recent speech about this issue and about Palestinian recognition more broadly set out some principles. One of them was that Hamas cannot play a future role in the governance of Gaza, and the other one is that a revamped or a reformed Palestinian authority should not be presenting a threat to the safety and security of the people of Israel. I think those two principles are really important. I would hope that they factor into Australia's decision, and if they are not met, then we shouldn't be progressing in this. But I would also make the point that Australia and myself should be there ready when the Palestinian statehood and recognition is ready to be recognised. And I desperately want to see a two-state solution, but statecraft is complicated and we need to do it in the right way.
Josh, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Patricia.
Labor MP Josh Burns there. He is one of the Labor MPs who's spoken out about the announcement yesterday that gas will be part of the transition right through to 2050. That was announced, of course, by the Albanese government, and it's got quite a negative reaction from some Labor MPs, not all, of course.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.